Madisonville Jewelers.
Hi, this is Troy Cordell. I'm an account specialist and consultant here at RDI Diamonds in New York. Is Dan in? Dane?
She wouldn't be taking the calls.
Who would be?
I'm the owner, Tony.
Oh, you're the owner, Tony? Question for you. I know I had a regular rep giving you guys a call. That's why now it's in my hands here, because I only do VIP customers. So I'm trying to move you to a VIP status where I can at least get you 10 to 20% increase in your sales this summer. And that's what I've been working with on everybody. So I've been in this for a while. I do what is called jewelry analytics. And I look at social media, I look at trends, I look at the market, I look at the economy, all that type of stuff to see how I can move a company from what they're currently doing and or even been doing for 10, 15, 20 years and help people get to their retirement, their goals, have a smart type of goal, and pretty much just push them to where they can actually make more money. All right, so I want to do that with you. I don't bring in every company. It's only a certain few companies I do this with. So I'm trying to find out what myth.
Well, what made you choose us?
I'll tell you why. As long as you hear me out, and you'll see exactly where I'm going with this. All right, in your neck of the woods, you have a huge teenage and young adult market right now that is totally streaming, and the algorithm on social media is literally through the roofs. Every last one of them have cell phones, and you know, far as for face recognition, the algorithm on social media and what they're actually using these platforms for is what? Selfies, recognition, building their own personal brand name for marketing themselves in the future. Okay, in order to do that, what are they doing? They're going by trends, and they need appearance. That appearance is going into clothesline, it's going into hair products, and obviously, what do they try to mimic the most? Jewelry appearances of celebrities. So nowadays, these kids, what are they asking for when they're going back to school or on their graduation? It's no longer, you know, little small things. They're asking for jewelry. I'm seeing kids right now with diamond studs in their ears, pendants, teenagers with tennis bracelets. I mean, this is what they're asking mom and dad for. And people across the country in California, New York, all this stuff, they're actually, you know, if you look on yourself, you'll see, you know, a lot of them are now getting jewelry. So I'm seeing ovals, marquees, and round between 1.5 carat up to even 2 to 3 that's going out the door instantly. And my issue that I'm having with some of the storefronts like yours, you guys have inventory, but there's specific pieces that they're asking for, and sometimes the ranges that you have is not either fitting their budget on, or they want a specific range or budget, and the sales reps are not asking qualifying, fact-finding questions to, you know, qualify them for that. So that's where my consultation has come into play. Plus you have, obviously, anniversaries and weddings is the biggest in the summer. So you're going to get literally 70% just from that. And that's about to happen in June, July, and August. Most people are trying to sell their inventory past the Valentine's Day, thinking that that stuff is going to rotate and get out the door. But we know, and unfortunately a lot of managers, they're saying, you know what, we're going to sell it. No, you're not going to sell it, because the reason why is people on window shopped you for 4, 3, 5 months. They know what's in your store. If they wanted that, they would have bought it right then and there, because people are not going to waste their time and keep going back to the jewelry store to get something. If they see something that they like that's tangible and it's actually at the location, that's when they're going to buy it. And you have somebody actually talking to you and selling a good product. And it has to be a brand name. I'm giving you RDI Diamonds as a brand name, and something unlike what we do is I can send you something instantly, overnight, unmemo every single time, for one. We can place whatever order that you need. We have whatever sizes. We also have jewelry. We have studs to get you ramped up for the summer. One of the other things is our key selling points that is our competitive advantage, we got a trade up. So say you buy some diamonds or whatever from us, you don't sell it, right? And you're like, ah, now I'm stuck with this or whatever, but then you get another client or something, they're looking for a different piece. If you sell that back to us, we'll give you the same amount of money that you paid for it, so you won't lose money or value, as long as you go with, you know, something either a dollar more in value. That's it. It's that simple. And no other industry company is doing that but us. We also got Gem Print. That'll give you a nice 10% discount on insurance. Whoever, you know, if they lose or, you know, they got peace of mind or if it's stolen, it can be tracked. So you have that as well that we offer here with RDI. So when you're
so what you're saying is if I sell my customer a piece of your jewelry, it's got Gem Print on it. So if they lose it or whatever, I can cover it for them.
Yes, if it's found, if that piece is found, or if it's sent into a pawn shop or whatever that happens, and it's ran through the system, it's going to be identified under Gem Print because we have that on all of our pieces there. So yes, and we'll have it certified, so you'll get the GIA certifications, as long as they keep those and so forth, totally covered. And you're covered on your trade-in value. So,
but what I mean is, I can sell them an insurance policy that you're giving to me.
How that works is, as an example, say they have homeowners insurance, okay,
mm-hmm.
or if they have car insurance, they can bundle whatever jewelry that they want and have that under their insurance policy. That'll give them a 10% discount on their insurance policy. So that's an extra incentive because obviously if you're buying some, you know, high-priced jewelry, they're going to insure it. If it's not Gem Print, you're going to pay a higher premium. If it is Gem Print, guess what? Now you're saving, you know, a 10% off of your insurance rate. So that's a good selling point for you because now you know that RDI Diamonds have Gem Print, where some of your other vendors that you're getting from, they don't have that.
And you think customers recognize RDI at all? I mean, you think that's a brand?
Yes, it's a major brand. Are you? Have you ever went to Vegas and attended one of the? JCK.
But that's for retail.
That's for you guys. I was going to say if you are you going this summer?
My customers don't recognize RDI.
Right. So this is where that comes into play. When there's a product that's out, a lot of these consumers, and keep in mind, a lot of them are young adults. They want things now and then.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of a sales representative. And I've seen this across the country, obviously me and you, that's why we're shooting the breeze and we're having a great conversation, by the way. Hopefully I'm building some trust with you because I want you to work with me not for a couple months or a week and I'm trying to get a sale. I'm trying to be in your pocket and you in my pocket and we're picking each other noodles for years to come. So I'm actually trying to form a business relationship with you, okay? So that's my goal. I'm trying to be a friend here. When your customers are coming in, just like if it's a Mercedes or if you're selling a Sony TV versus a RCA TV, right? They want to know what the features are. What are
okay.
the features and what are the values? A lot of them just be like, I just want a car. You know,
right.
we gotta go ahead and say, hey, listen, this has safety features on it. You have your anti-lock brakes or whatever, you know, if it was in car sales. So when the diamond, you're speaking on, okay, on the RDA diamonds, the value that you're going to have is, you know, you have your four C's. You know, this is how you get the value of a diamond here, is this by the colorness. I mean, is this slightly tinted? Is it flawless, or is it a VS1, or is it a SI1? You know, how's the clarity? You know, is it excellent? Is it faint? Is it fancy? Is it good? Is it fair, or is it poor? You know, no diamond is alike. So if your sales rep or who's building this relationship with that buyer, if they're not, you got to take out sales. If they take out the sales and they go into consultants, and they're consulting, and they have, like, they're asking questions as to, hey, what do you do for a living? When are you going to get promoted? You know, if they give you the address on the application, look at Zillow.com and see how much their house is worth. You know, if they tell you they're a teacher, or, you know, they're a doctor, you know, you see the salary range, you can see what they're making a year, and what, if they got equity in the house and stuff like that. You formulate that, now you know what you're working with on that sale and how to close that sale and ask better questions. So, yes, you do pitch RDI. You tell them about RDI, the value, and that is where you're only using our diamonds and putting our diamonds as number one. So now they think they're getting a number one product, and that is what they want for their loved ones. You see how that goes?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're talking about. I used to work for the largest jewelry manufacturer in the world, Stella.
Right.
And
they
had so many pictures of different things. So I mean, I understand all of it. But
how long have you been in the business? How long have you
32 years.
Oh my gosh, 32 years. It's been a good journey, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're still working it. You didn't give up, and I'm sure you've grown and exponentially. When are you setting to retire, or what are you trying to do?
I got another at least 10 years in me.
Okay. And you want to make as much money as you want, right? And you see how things are, you know, going up and up and up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm in the same boat as you. So how do we weather this storm out? You got to build a network. You got to build a team. You can't do it by yourself, right? You know, just like army ants, they need a team. So my plan on how we weather this storm is you got to network, and you have to utilize your resources and your connections. I want to be your number one connection. Obviously, you give me a call. You got my number. I'm sending you an email, by the way, so you got all my information. Bounce some ideas off of me. Hey, Troy, what you think about this? Let me be your bestie. You know, let's be some, you know, business partner buddies on the long-distance telephone thing. And, you know, you say, hey, you know, Troy, I got a customer coming in on Saturday. What do you think I should do? She's looking for, you know, something around, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, whatever the dollar amount, and this is the occasion. You know, we'll brainstorm off of something like that. Then I can memo you something. And, I mean, I'd love to memo you something right now. I mean, do you got a need right now?
No, nothing right now. It's been so slow.
Oh, gosh. So what do you got for people walking in right now? You got any walk-in or
tons of
shoppers?
Tons of walk-in, but we mainly a service shop.
Okay.
We do a lot of service here. So, I mean, I'm slammed all day long, you know?
Yeah, you do some custom pieces?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you got some custom pieces. Now, I heard what you said. Now I'm going to give you a different perspective on some things that you just told me, and this is by what you just told me. If you're doing custom pieces or even doing repairs, okay, they either have their own diamonds or whatever that's in there, and they either need it fixed, or if you're doing something custom, then they have an idea on what they kind of want to, what it to look like. This is where you would come into play, and you want to upsell. If you upsell, then obviously you're going to make more money because you already have the client in there that has a need for your services. So they're going to pay you, say, we'll use round figures. Say they're paying, you know, you $1,000 to repair whatever ring or jewelry or missed stone that they have. That's when you can say, hey, listen, you're going to pay this grand right here. Why don't you enhance the ring and make it a little bit bigger instead of just having just what you currently have. Invest a little bit more in it. Times have changed, right? This is what's more in style. This is my recommendation for you to, you know, switch out from that little round that you have and go into something a little bit more flamboyant. You know, you can get a bigger oval or something like that and throw in there and do a little investment to spoil yourself a little bit, entice them a little bit. So now that $1,000 repair job that you were just about to do just turned into a $2,000. So now you're on double dipped. You see what I mean? You're doing, you know, some things that are as far as repairs or something that's in there. Take a small display and put a display case right by the register, decorate it and put some fluff and balloons or whatever you want around there. Go to Dollar Tree, get some fake diamonds and put around it or something like that and some fluff, and put a RDI sign right there on it and call it new product and start pitching that. And they'll be like, wow, what's RDI? Tell me about that. Now you got a sales pitch that opens up doors. So these are some of the pointers that you can take that me and you will have conversations on, and I'll – you know, we can come up with some good synergy and some good ideas on how to grow your business on.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So, I know there's something that you can get that can, that can start your summer, because you said you got walk-in traffic. So if you got walk-in traffic and they're not buying something, that means there's some things in your location that they're asking you for, or you're not asking your customer, hey, you know, if you ask this customer, he's window shopping, hey, what you're looking for, and they just like, oh, I'm just looking, and you just leave it alone, that's not where you want to go. You want to say, wait, no, I know you're just looking, but you're obviously looking for something. Is it something specific that you need that you're really looking for, and what's the time frame of what you're trying to look for? That's the question you got to be asking. And then when you ask those questions, now you got to feel for what your customer base is looking for. So that means that's telling you that there's some stuff in your location. That's what that's telling me too, that there's some stuff that's in your location that you do not have. So you know what that is because you've been doing this all your life. Give me two things that you don't have. Let me memo you two things, showcase it out, and work on that for while you're doing your other projects, and then we can go ahead and revisit this every single time after you sell those pieces. If you don't sell them, obviously we can, you know, switch it out, and if you get another customized, just like how we're brainstorming how to upsell, we'll keep trying to upsell your customers so you can keep growing and you can get to that retirement.
How long of a memo are we talking about?
What you
need? I won't even consider taking something in if I can't have at least a month.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we can do that. I mean, that's something that's doable. You know, I mean, to start you out and to get your foot in the door, earn your business, and see how you do, and we can see what's going on. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't be able to do anything today, but how about this? My wife nor my daughter-in-law are here with me today.
Okay.
Here by myself right this second. So. So I'm in the middle of a few jobs right now.
Gotcha.
Let me talk to my wife. Let me see. Let me run that past her. Just make sure that she's up for it. And then I'll call you, or maybe we can talk either tomorrow or the next day. And we'll think of something that maybe you can send to me. And like I said, we'll do a minimum of a 1 month memo. And that's what I'm gonna pitch to my wife.
Okay, that sounds fair enough. We'll maximize it out since, you know, obviously we want to see what you can do in a whole month. It's better to have more than obviously less, right? I got an email from you, for you here at info@MadisonValleyJewelers.com. Is that a good email address?
That is a good email address.
Okay, I'm going to send you all my info on RDI, also the website, so you can see what jewelry or something that you have if you want something also in that caliber. You, your wife, everybody, take a look at that. If you see some pieces in there, take notes of that, and I'll send you the credit and recert form. We already have you on file, but because it's been so long, I just got to update that JBT on it and get you another sales cert done on it. So just send my forms back. I'll hang out this weekend with it, do your homework on it, and no pressure because we got some time here, okay? Obviously, I would love to have a sale right now and be sending you something overnight, but that's not what I'm about. My what I'm trying to accomplish is longevity, trust, and building a relationship. And, you know, if it has to take time, then it's going to take time. So that's where I come into place. And
it's
going to
take,
I'm not pushy.
Promise you.
Right.
Because we don't move fast over here.
Yeah, exactly. And as you can see, I recognize that.
Like I said, we've got so many things going on at one time over here, just with the three of us. It's difficult. So I'm not making any promises to you, but I'm going to talk to my wife about it, and we're going to see where it goes.
I appreciate that, and you're a man of many journeys, and you definitely seem very smart and intelligent. And like I said, I know that your wife, I mean, just hearing from you and what you actually have done in all these years, she's going to support you because she knows you're going to lead the business as well as the family. And I see those characteristics. You know, the older we get, we keep having these birthdays, the gray hairs come in, right? And you get the ability to read people a lot better, you know, either by phone or by face or movement or anything. And you appraise the value of things a lot better because your knowledge gives you that. And I see that in you. So what I'm saying is that I'm not trying to bamboozle you or get you into something that you don't need. I gave you the facts on this conversation. You see where I was going with it. You can see that in your store, in you, the economy. So everything I gave you was pretty factual. I'm not always 100% right, but, you know, I'm pretty much around about 99 to 98% right on what I do. So with that being said, I'll get you the information. Look at, you know, what you need in the store that you don't have. Let's maximize your memo. Let me get that over to you.
So what does the memo? What does the memo look like as far as the dollar amount?
Right now, I got an old dollar amount that's in here. And this is outdated by like 3 years.
Okay.
So obviously you ungrown from that, and your credit worthiness is probably a lot more. So it could be five, it could be 10 grand, it could probably even be more. It could be 25,000. Or it could be 50.
If it's not more than 10 grand, I'm not even going to consider it because, you know, we do a decent amount of memo with different companies, and it's just not worth my time.
Right. That's what I'm saying is I don't know what you have, but I'm going to put in my notations that, it needs to be over 10 grand or more. So right. I'm going to push the highest on there. I'll put that in my notations and see if we can get that push for you. What's the max you want to get? I mean, to get you geared up for this summer and you put a memo in. What do you want for a max? Maybe I can push that. I'm trying to work with you here, but I want you to make money, though.
Yeah, I get it.
I want you retiring good and the wife happy.
I'm jumping ahead of the game.
Right.
And let me talk to the wife first. Let's see, get her take on all this. But also, I did want to tell you, one of the last pieces that I did get from RDI was a pair of hoop earrings I bought from a customer. I cannot remember the lady's name. I think it was Kim.
Yeah.
Was the representative, and that was the crappiest pair of earrings that I ever got from anybody. And so that kind of gave me a bad taste in my mouth. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it was two, maybe three carat total weight. It's probably about seven years ago. And I asked for nice white diamonds and everything, and these things were like top light brown. They were garbage. And it was a rush gift, and my customer kind of needed it, so I didn't even say anything, and my customers didn't say anything. That's not usually how I operate, you know what I mean? But after I delivered it, I mean, what do? You're like, oh, well, that's not the best quality, so you can return them. You know what I mean? It really didn't sit well with me.
Right. I'm going to help you out on that, too, and that's why you're going to have me as well. Because one, like I said, remember how we get older, we get so analytical as well. And we know what we're looking at, right? We know, you know, what the colors are, the inclusions, we know, you know, the clarity. So we're literally dissecting these diamonds as soon as we see it, like we're doctors, right? But keep in mind, the consumers, they're not as knowledgeable and expertise as we are. So don't be too skeptical of what things get. And keep in mind, RDI, they're going to appraise the value on everything, you know, price per carat weight, okay? It's going to be an honest, very, very honest dollar amount on there, you know, far as for the polish, the symmetry, you know, the clarity, if it's none or not. So all of that is going to have its very own face value for it. So if you're in a certain dollar amount in range, we're going to definitely make sure we give you the product that is within that dollar amount in range. If you're working with a higher dollar amount in range, then obviously the diamond will be a lot better because we know no two diamonds are the same, and it's going to give you that value. Also, we have grown exponentially since 8 years ago. We're now at about $500 million-plus in net value. We have over 8,000 diamonds, and that's not even including jewelry. We have multiple locations now, and our business and VIP clientele is superb. When you go to Vegas, we got literally the biggest setup booth that's there, and that's where that value is going to come in back in play. So I apologize what you got back then, but when you get anything or so forth, don't be too analytical and caught up on what it looks like, because you still got to compare what the cost of it is and what your how you're presenting it to the consumer. Now, if your consumer came back and said, you know what, no, I need the clarity here and the clarity there, that is why you need memo, because then you can go ahead and you can have, you would have had that one diamond and you would have had a higher diamond, and then you would have, I would have helped you explain, and you would have called me up and said, hey, Troy, listen, I got two diamonds. You gave me this brown one, and also you gave me a step up or two steps up, and it's probably about, you know, $500 or $1,000 more than what they wanted. And I said, yeah, I know. I gave you that second step up. So when you do a side-by-side, they can see why it's a $1,000 difference. You're going to go into that clarity. You're going to go into the polish. You're going to go into the finish. And that's what they're paying extra for. So you know what will happen? Because they have two things that they're looking at and touching with their own hands, they're going to buy one. And obviously, that's going to be a sale. So then the other one that you have, you either sell it or you send it back, but at least you got a sale out of it. And that's how you're going to always present things. You're always going to have two things to present, one that's lower and one that's more, so that they can actually see the difference. And then that's how you're going to keep making more sales. You got 10 years to go. We're going to do this. I'm going to get you to the retirement. We're going to make some money. You're going to be part of my VIP team, okay?
Do y'all pay for shipping back?
We don't do the shipping back, but I give you the free shipping up front, and obviously we work with you on the time frame of, you know, trying to get the sale out. And obviously, I'm going to call you, you know, every other week. We'll set up an appointment to see, hey, listen, how can we move the diamond? How can we sell it? All right, I don't want to sit on the diamond and have it just sitting in your store. I want to help you sell it as well. So if you have some, you know, problems, oh, Troy, I'm not getting the traffic in. Okay, well, tell me how many people came in the store. What was the conversations like? We'll have a little business meeting over the phone. It's like a check-in, me just trying to help coach you through it. That's my expertise. That's why I'm here.
So the way that we kind of operate now, right now, is if a customer comes in looking for a certain thing, you know, I usually get the diamond in, you know, tomorrow, you know, and show them the stones, stone or stones, whatever it may be. But I'll tell you right now, my natural diamond business is really probably at its all-time low right now. And it's not because I don't just, it's not because I don't have them. It's because nobody asks for them. Nobody is asking for naturals right now.
Okay.
Y'all do labs?
So here's, I want to piggyback on something that we were just talking about on this 30-minute nice, amazing business call, right?
Yeah.
I just explained how the market is changing social media. So for now on, I'm going to have you taking notes or even recording the conversation, whatever you want to do. You're going to take notes on some points. I want you to start bringing up social media with your clientele that's coming in, your customers. You know, tell them the trends. Just like how I'm explaining things to you, please do so. Explain what I'm explaining to you to your consumers, because then they're going to look at you as an expert. They're going to trust you. They're going to buy from you. Then their sons and daughters are going to buy from you. Then their grandchildren and cousins and word of mouth and churchgoers are going to come buy for you. You're going to make business cards, and after on every sale, you're going to give 2-3 business cards or flyers. You're going to hand these things out like it's water, okay? And you're going to educate them while you and have a conversation, just like how me and you, and spend some quality time with your new customers to start coming, and you're going to have your wife do it and all your other salespeople not become salespeople anymore. You're going to change their title to consultants, and you guys are going to do something different in the store. You're going to put an RDI display up and showcase that, you know, do some arts and crafts, whatever you want to do, and you're pretty much taking the classic car, which is an amazing classic car, by the way. It's just a sort of speak, so don't take it the wrong way at all. And I love classic cars. And it's amazing because I go to the car shows, and I always want, you know, the Chevys and so forth. But you see they got the new chrome work on them and, you know, the new paint jobs, and it's just all custom and everything. But it was the same car back in the day. All you're doing is reinventing your store for the times that has changed to match the new millennium era, if that makes sense. So
Okay. That's
what I need you to get going, is just how you present the information. And if you do it the way that I'm trying to show you, you are going to get the goals that you are going that you're set out to achieve. One of the things at RDI Diamonds, what we also do is we have, and this is actually pretty now the standards at a lot of major Fortune 100 and 500 companies, and I've worked for probably about 20 of them, to be honest with you. My resume is about 5 pages long. It's a SMART goal, and you've heard of that, specific, measurable, attainable, results, time-bound. You take those acronyms and you have a specific goal. What's the measurements of that goal? What are your attributes and what are the results that you want to get? The timeliness that you want to achieve it by, or what the threats of that could be. You look at, you know, any type of measurements that would discredit or hinder your goals. And once you get that mindset going, and you have a plan of action, then you can look at how you get there. And that's what I do. And if you take on that approach with your team, you'll get to that level too. And I know that you can do it. And right now you're taking a great step in making a partnership with RDI Diamonds.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to the missus about it and send it in, if you would, to my email, and we'll take a look at it and we'll see if we can move forward.
All right, I'll call you next week, Wednesday. I'll give you 7 days to look at inventory, look over the information, get everything back to me. And when I call Wednesday, if you can get the information back to me as soon as possible, then I can get the credit and stuff done. And then when I call you back, I can let you know as soon as it's in and I know what the amount that we can approve you at. Then we can just hit those orders, get you whatever you need on memo, and we'll have that done by next week. So that's going to be my plan. All right. Sounds good. It was amazing speaking with you, Mr. Anthony Tony, and we're going to be doing some good numbers for this summer and some many, many more summers to come. Okay, let's get to this retirement together.
All right. Talk to you Wednesday.
All right. You too. Bye bye.